Quentin Kidd is a professor of political science at Christopher Newport University, and he joins us on the long line. How are you, Quentin?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Very good. Good to hear your voice. It's been a while. How have things been?
Well, I mean, everybody's been turned upside down and inside out by these elections. So I'm still recovering.
Where were you on election night? Were you at home?
I was, believe it or not, I was at home. I mean, I was on campus for a lot of it, and then I went home. I was at an election, a campus-wide election watch party that they had in the ballroom here, and I finally got tired about 10:30 and went home.
Yeah. So tell us your read when you, I know you've spent the last week slicing and dicing numbers and reading everything you can get your hands on. What happened in Virginia especially?
Well, you know, I think what happened in Virginia was the culmination of 10 or 12 or 15 years worth of movement in the Virginia electorate. And, you know, we've talked about this before on the show. I think suburban voters have been shifting away from the Republican brand, and Republicans, in my view, haven't been responding to that very well, and I think we just saw the culmination of it. In addition to the culmination of that kind of movement, we saw, for the first time in the history of Virginia, I think, at least the history of recent Virginia, a presidential candidate come into the state, a Democratic candidate come into the state, and sink some real serious money into Virginia and not leave when you know the going got tough, and you know, the combination of those two things, an electorate that was open to listening to a Democratic candidate and a Democratic candidate who had deep enough pockets to actually talk to the electorate, resulted in the win.
Yeah, and that talk a little bit about your suburban thesis, because we really saw that in places like Loudoun County, Prince William County, and explain that too. Just review that really quick, because I think you were dead on right, and you called this, you know, months ago. You said, look, you got to watch places like this because they could really determine this election.
Yeah, see, I think the Republicans right now in Virginia are ideologically out of step with the middle electorate, the middle of the electorate, which is essentially, for several years now, been the suburban electorate. Suburban voters aren't partisan. They may tell you they're Republican, they may tell you they're Democrat, but what they really want is government to help them solve the problems they have, to help them deal with the difficulties that they have, and then get out of their way. They don't want government to tax them a lot, but if government's going to tax them, they want to see some results from that. They want to see good roads, good schools, that kind of stuff. And I think, you know, as Northern Virginia especially, as the suburbs in Northern Virginia have grown and grown and grown, the stress on the infrastructure, the roads and the schools and the public safety, for example, has become pretty big and pretty bad. Suburban voters have been demanding some sort of solution to it. And the Republicans in the General Assembly and the last Republican governor, Jim Gilmore, didn't respond to those demands. And suburban voters simply said, look, if you're not going to respond to us, we're going to go to people who are. And, you know, Mark Warner was talking about results, Tim Kaine was talking about results, et cetera, et cetera. And so this suburban electorate that isn't partisan for the most part, they don't vote a party line, said, hey, we're willing to listen to a Democrat if a Democrat's going to listen to us and if a Democrat's going to try to solve the problem. And so, you know, the suburban voter was softened up, if you will, by a series of Democratic governors and a series of Democratic leaders in the General Assembly who said, we want to solve the problem, but those guys are standing in the way. And the Republicans never answered that challenge, never actually said, no, here's what our solution is. They always said, we don't want taxes.
We're talking with political scientist Quentin Kidd, professor of government at Christopher Newport University. Honored to have him on the program. Quentin, that's how we saw that here in the 5th District, arguably a very red district with Little Blue, and now we know Little Blue Albemarle County in there.
That's right.
Tom Perriello ran on the same idea. I'm running as a Democrat, but really I just want to solve the problem, and good ideas come from both sides, and I don't care where the good ideas come from. Let's just solve the problem. And a lot of people, even a lot of conservative Republicans, obviously you can look at the numbers, they responded to that.
Yeah, the last Democratic candidate who ran a statewide or even congressional-wide race in Virginia who uttered a social a word about a social issue, I think, was Mary Sue Terry, who talked about gun control and abortion. I can't think of a Democrat who's talked about social issues. That's because they learned a lesson from Mark Warner, which was stay miles away from social issues and focus on bread and butter issues. Stay away from partisanship as much as you can and talk about solutions to problems. And if you do that, that's kind of a key to victory in Virginia, we've now learned. And, you know, from a national perspective, Barack Obama came in and said, Barack Obama ran two kinds of campaigns. Initially, he ran a post-partisan campaign. I'm not one of those baby boomers with a lot of hangover problems, angry at the other side. I'm a post-partisan candidate. I'm here to solve problems. But then as he got into the general election, he shifted to a more populist theme that said, times are tough, government ought to be helping you. And it was that populist shift that made Virginia his, I think, because he attracted the attention of African Americans and young voters with his post-partisan message, but he had to attract the suburban, white, middle-class voters with a slightly different message, and that was that populist message that said, government ought to be helping you solve your problems, not standing in your way, or not dragging you down.
Yeah, and it was very different from the anti-government message that we often get from conservative Republicans. It was, hey, I'm not in love with government, but government should be doing some things, and those few things, it should do well.
That's exactly right. And how ironic or fortuitous for those of us who like to analyze and compare that Jim Gilmore and Mark Warner were running against each other in this election, because those two guys represent the two arguments that have been at the center of Virginia's public policy debates in the last decade. The Gilmore argument of, government, you ought to, strangle government in the bathtub.
Yeah.
No taxes, get it out of your life, you don't need it. And the Warner argument that says government can do things really well if you focus on solving problems and not partisanship and not trying to push, some strange agenda that the normal person wouldn't agree with.
Right, right. We're talking with Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University. So the big question now, Quentin, is what does this all mean for 2009, for next year, as Virginians gear up for a slew of local elections? Every seat in the House of Delegates will be up for re-election in November of 2009. A new governor, a new lieutenant governor, possibly, and a new attorney general. What do we learn going into 2009?
Well, first of all, if I were a Republican in the House of Delegates, I would really look seriously at this election and at what voters said during this election, and I would go back, to my thinking chair, and I would wonder what can we say and do as Republicans in the House of Delegates to answer this simple question that the voters have: what can you do to help me solve my problems? And the answer can't be cut your taxes, because that's been the answer Republicans have offered for a decade. And during that decade, they've lost the governor's mansion twice. They've lost the majority in the U.S. in the state senate, and they've steadily lost seats in the House of Delegates. So if the answer isn't go back to our basic message of low taxes and small government, that message hasn't gotten them anywhere. So if I were a Republican and say I was the Speaker of the House, I would probably think about how to recalibrate our message and come up with some solutions to some of these problems. If I were a Democrat, I think I would worry about the top of the ticket, because if we have Terry McAuliffe enter this race as a Democrat, see, now Democrats everywhere say, oh, Virginia's ripe for the picking. And if Terry McAuliffe enters the race, I think that makes the Democratic primary race for governor a little more complicated and a little more interesting, because you're going to have two Northern Virginia candidates, one of them who has a nice Boston accent and one of them who's probably not known south of, Highway 23. It might make Cree Deeds' chances of winning the nomination a little stronger, but it might make it difficult for the Democrats to actually come out with a solid message, and it might make Bob McDonald's job a little easier.
Yeah, all of that might strengthen McDonald's position,
right,
come the general election.
Right.
Oh, it's fascinating stuff. Quentin Kidd is a professor of government here at Christopher Newport University down in Newport News. And Quentin, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Take care.
Talk to you soon.